Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success. My guest today is Niall Cook. She's the owner of Avercom Virtual Solutions, a digital business management company where they offer a program for women business owners. Niall, I am so excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God. So I remember when my assistant shared your bio with me, entrepreneurship for engineers just popped in my face because I have a lot of engineer friends and they come to me for advice when it comes to startups and business and so on. And I always wondered, I was like, well, this is an area that people should focus on, but I'm not an engineer and I know nothing about engineering. I just have a few friends who are engineers. And so when I came across your bio and we came across you, and I was so thrilled to have you on the show. I'm like, oh my God, somebody finally did something about this. It's such a good niche that needs so much attention. So I'm super thrilled to start and learn more about the program specifically that you have. But before we begin, I love starting out with what inspired you? What's the why behind your company?
I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, and we moved to a very small town in Louisiana called Monroe, Louisiana. And the average income there is still $20,000 a year. So I saw just so many very, very smart people, very, very resourceful people not be able to reach their potential. And it impacted me at a young age. So when I went to school for mechanical engineering, my goal in doing that was to try to see how can I get these business owners. They were back home. They had businesses, but they didn't understand the foundations of business and the analytics of it. So I was at Southern University. I wanted to add a class called Entrepreneurship for Engineers. Because I don't know if most people know, as an engineer, you come up with processes, but if you're working for a company, or even if you're in school, that idea belongs to that company. And most of us don't know how to protect our ideas. And our ideas are really based on our life experience. It's not just based on what the company needed. So that it belongs to you. So I was going to add that class. We had to add funding to pay for an additional professor to teach the class. And that's how I got integrated into the community and getting funding from the small businesses. And once I started talking to those business owners, I realized they really didn't this was 2012, 2013. They really didn't understand web design, or driving traffic to their website, or how to maximize that. And that's how my business started. I started building websites for the first 2 years. And then I found that, hey, okay, so we have a website, now what? And that's when we really got into data analytics of driving traffic. And that's how Avercom was born.
So tell me a little bit about the program that you have for women business owners. I'm really interested in that. I want to make sure we have enough time to cover. And then I want to dive in a little bit into data and analytics.
Yeah. So most women business owners don't make above $25,000 a year. And that's a fact. So our goal, we have a program called Level Up Club, is to help startups. We have something for startups. And then we have another level. Say you're at 150,000, 250,000. How do you get to that next level? And we go in, and what we found is most of our clients do not have a deep understanding of who their customer is. So, and that's a game changer. And also, most of my clients don't have enough revenue streams in their business, and they can't see those revenue streams, including government contracting, corporate contracting, anything, any service that you offer. A government agency needs it. A corporation needs that service. So making sure they're set up properly on the back end to understand those things. So it's a 6-month commitment. We work with you intensely. All of my clients call me the professor because I'm always giving them homework. They're like, oh my God, you're always giving me homework. It's like, yeah, we got to get this done so that we can pull in the major dollars. And so the first goal is to hit that six-figure mark. And then from the six figure mark, how to scale at 30, 40% revenue per year. And that's what Level Up Club is.
Oh, I love that. I love that the fact that you guys look at data to help strategize and go even further. Now, in terms of the program, at what stage does a startup need to be to join your program and take advantage of it?
So you can join right as you're starting. You have a great idea and you've done some market research. You've tested the market a little bit and you can show that you have a viable product. So you do have to show that you have a viable product, not like just, hey, I was thinking about doing such and such, because we all have ideas. But you actually have some revenue coming in, you have a viable product, and you just don't know what to do next. And that's when we can come in. But most of my clients come in when they're in crisis. Most of them come in and like, I've spent $80,000 so far, I'm not seeing the return, my business is not moving, help. So we would hope that you would come to us before, but most of the time, that's what we are. And we can rectify those situations just as easily, but it's much easier if you come to us in the beginning.
And what are, in terms of the fee structure, is it like on a retainer basis? How is it?
It's 6 months, it's $8,000. For 6 months, that's a 6 month commitment. After that, it's like $900 to $1,500 retainer. But we're doing so much on the back end for you that you are able to just focus on your business. And we train you, we teach you how to create a social media campaign that works, that drives traffic. There's no need to be putting content out there that's not driving traffic. Also, we help you find how does your audience want to be communicated with. I have one client, she didn't want to be in front of the camera a lot. So we tried to do some camera things, and guess what? Her audience didn't want that. They wanted quietness. They wanted more of an ASMR, you know, where she's making things. They want to see her making things. And then she talks over it quietly. That worked for her audience. So you don't know what works. We have to do testing. And that's what it includes, all of that. So 6 months, $8,000. And then after the 6 months, retainer of $1,000 to $1,500, depending on what the client needs.
And can they come to you? Like, do you guys have this structured program that they would have to follow? Or can they, let's say they're in the program and they have issues with government contracting, can they lean on you for that type of support?
Yes. Yeah. And we have partners that we work with that have won multiple contracts. So we take that problem and we take it to them. We just had a huge meeting this weekend with LA City, LA County, Rambo House, and the new initiatives that they have coming up around the American Rescue Plan. And now we're getting our clients ready for that. So that funding comes out July 5th. When it comes out, we already have everything together. We know exactly what to do. We're preparing. So that's what we're doing on the back end. While you're working your business, I'm looking and finding things, that contracts that are going to be beneficial for you.
I love that. So I pivoted my agency about a year and a half ago. Well, I didn't pivot. I guess I sort of did, because I started taking less tech startup clients and moved more towards the government sector, because I had to. I couldn't. We're a boutique agency and I really couldn't sustain both aggressively. And so I was like, well, what do I choose? And with everything that's going on, and most likely the recession that we're going into, I just wanted something that was recession proof. And to your point, Los Angeles is getting so many opportunities with Olympics coming in and World Cup. So there's a lot of money, almost $100 billion is going to come to Los Angeles in the next 5 years. And they need small businesses across every industry, every vertical you can imagine, to go and become vendors. And so when I saw your program, I was like, oh my God, not only do you help with certifications, but you help them, guide them. And now you're telling me that you find the opportunities That itself is so time consuming. My problem is to look for the opportunities. Even if I have an assistant helping me look for the opportunities, a lot of times they don't catch everything. And then I feel like we're doing the work double because then I have to look for the opportunities all over again. And so with that said, I love the solution you're bringing onto the table. It's a real problem to a lot of business owners.
Yeah, it really is. And so that was our plan. That's how we pivoted during the pandemic to make all of our clients recession proof. I went in and I practically forced every client that I had. First of all, you're going to create a digital duplicate of your business. Whatever you're doing on your retail or in person, we need to rebuild your website to sustain that activity as total 100% digital. Add e-courses, whatever we need to do. We did that. And then secondly, we added those government contracts because the government never runs out of money. I don't care what they're saying. They have money. Yep. They need the work done. They need the work done. So that's a great pivot. I'm glad that you caught on to that.
I did. And my first contract, which I got, which I won last year, was with the city of LA, focusing on Ramp LA, which is this amazing platform where businesses can go and have access to not only the government sectors, but the private sectors and bid on all these opportunities. And of course, Olympics and the World Cup is going to come on there too. So it's just an amazing platform, easy to use. So we've been in charge of my agency, and I were pretty much creating awareness, focusing on women business owners so that they can go and get registered on this free, amazing platform that is available for everybody to join. So,
yes, I love Ramp. Yeah. I was right there when it launched and I learned everything I could. And I called my clients in, hey, we're going to have a learning session.
Yeah.
Over Ramp. It's a great platform. I use the LA Bavin platform. Yeah. The Ramp is amazing. Yes, it is. Yes.
The only thing I haven't been able to do is add my logo for some reason. And I remember in a lot of the webinars that we did with the city of LA, people, the directors and stuff who worked on Ramp with Salesforce and were kind of giving us the training. They're like, you can add your logo. And I'm like, something's wrong with my bio. I'm not able to add the logo.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I have to look into that. But other than that, it's amazing. I love all the opportunities that are on there. So let's go back to your program again. It's 6 months, $8,000, which I think is so reasonable. And so walk us through a little bit of the process in terms of, you know, what a business needs to, I guess, if somebody's listening to us right now, how do they know if they're ready for you? And I know you mentioned that you could take clients from in every phase. And a lot of times they come to you when they have issues, but can a startup that tested, had their MVP product, tested it a little bit, realized that they have something, is that a good time to come to you and just...
So our focus is service-based businesses. We only take product-based businesses on in specific situations. Yes. In where we can add services built around that product. So our program really begins with we have a section of it out for somebody who can't do the full level of club. It's a 3-day intensive. And you have to make sure that you have a solid foundation first. So a lot of our time is really spent on foundational items. I have a free checklist on my website. It's maybe 20 something items that you can go through every single item on that list. And if you can get a good amount of those things done, then you know that you're ready for me. Even if you think you're ready, you can schedule an initial consultation. We'll go over and I can see exactly where you are. We can determine, is this a relationship that you could benefit from? Because I don't like taking on clients just to say I have this client in my portfolio. I want to make sure that I'm bringing value to your company because that's how my company grows. My clients are so excited and so happy about the service that I provide. And that's because I chose a client who needed me. And not just a client who wanted to do business with me because they liked me personally.
Yeah.
So the checklist, I would say go to that checklist on the website. It's a free checklist and start there.
I love that. I love that. I actually did see the checklist. I haven't had the chance to download it yet and go through it. But and I love that you sort of go through the vetting process yourself too, to make sure you can help them, because I come across a lot of clients who are simply not ready for the type of advertising that I do. And sometimes my team will say, well, just get them ready. And I'm like, how can I get them ready when I don't want to spend $30,000 on advertising while their website is not optimized to handle that amount of traffic. It's like, it's a one-time fee I'm going to take and not be able to grow them. And then how is that helpful to me? And the amount of effort that it takes for us to onboard, to get everything together, it's just not efficient. So you're smart.
Yeah. We have to, because, you know, like you say, you're a boutique agency. I'm a boutique agency too. You know, I left corporate. I could have stayed in corporate if I wanted to do things that I didn't love doing. So, you know, this is my business. So I'm going to work with the people that I feel passionate about and that I feel are passionate about their business, and they're in a place to maximize. $8,000 is still a significant amount of money. So I really want to show that value in the return that I give the company.
Amazing. Amazing. Niall, tell me a little bit about, well, actually, before we jump into that, tell me the one thing that you figured out that you think helped your business go to the next level.
I can say understanding who my customer is. And when I say understanding who my customer is, male, female, age, race, socioeconomic background, where they came from, their current income, are they working? If they work, how much do they make on their job? If they don't work and they're in the business full time, what's their revenue for their business? How much are they paying them? I had to learn my customer, because that allowed me to speak directly to her. I didn't know that my customer was women. Because I grew up around men. I was always with my uncles and my grandfather on construction sites with them. I was a mechanical engineer. I was always around men, but I found women gravitate to me. Women from all backgrounds, whether they're technical or not technical, they gravitate to me for whatever reason. So I had to understand, that's your audience. And then, so now I only speak to them. I do have male clients, but I deal with them one-on-one, but in my advertising, I'm talking to women business owners that are making six figures at their job, or they are have their own business and they have significant funding and they're very serious about their business. Yeah, so that was a game changer for me.
Wow, that's a good one. And it's a tough one. It's really, it takes a lot of data and analysis to understand that, but also collecting data, you know, like for my Roma Leaf brand, which is a health and wellness brand, I'm still collecting data to really understand who my target audience is. You know, it's so weird. It's across like millennials and baby boomers. And I'm just like, how do I choose? And I know I have to have a primary target audience and then secondary. And it's just, I'm struggling. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who's a data analyst, and she said, just give it time. You need to have enough sufficient data in order to make this thing. You can't just like wake up and say, today I'm going to focus on baby boomers because that's what I'm going to lean on. So thank you for emphasizing on that. And I think a lot of businesses make that mistake of not putting time and effort into understanding their target audience, or not doing enough research to know who they are. I mean, you could simply just ask questions, right? It could be as simple as that.
Yeah, I find that a lot of my client base, you know, they're overachievers. You know, they're bosses, boss women, and they're used to winning. Yeah. So to not be able to know who their customer is, or to have it take time, it feels personal, like a personal failure of some sort, that I can't get this thing done. So I'm glad you talked about how it takes time. There's no circumventing finding your audience and the time that it's going to take to do that. There is no magic pill. There's no magic formula. It's trial and error. You have to put yourself out there put out social media campaigns that half of the campaign is just totally lost and doesn't go anywhere. And then you have to get up and do it again. So that's something that I have to coach my clients on, who are just, we used to winning, you know, they're overachievers, you know, they've done everything they ever wanted to do. And it's like, not with this. You're gonna have to put in the time, you're back at zero. And to not take that as a personal failure, this is part of the fight, the battle of being an entrepreneur, is the back and forth of fail a little bit, succeed a little bit, fail a little bit, succeed a little bit. And that's part of the journey. Yeah.
I love it. That's great advice. Oh my God, Niall, I wish I had you for a longer time. This definitely was too short. And I still have so many questions. We have to have you back on the show, but before we part ways, just tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you if they want to join the program or just connect with you.
You can visit our website, www.avercomvs.com. That's AVERCOM, V as in Victor, S as in Sam.com. You can also give us a call at the office, 888-365-8849. And you can schedule an initial appointment with us. You can follow us on Instagram at Avercom Web Design or I am Avercom. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.